Air Force may let female bomber pilot resign before adultery trial. No radiation detected after explosion at federal nuclear site. One Whitewater grand jury is dismissed. Good Thursday morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Just days before her scheduled court-martial on charges of adultery and lying, Air Force Lieutenant Kelly Flynn may have an out. According to the New York Times, the nation's first female B-52 pilot may be allowed to resign with an honorable discharge. That decision is before Air Force Secretary Sheila Widnall, who reportedly is anxious to avoid the spectacle of a trial at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota. Flynn's champion on Capitol Hill, Washington Republican Senator Slade Gorton, says resignation should not be necessary.
I'm not impressed with the offer. I think we have a young lieutenant who made a small mistake and a United States Air Force that made a big mistake. And in my view, the proper solution is dismissal of the court-martial charges, a reprimand, a deep breath, and try to restore the status quo ante.
Do you think that's an option for the service right now?
Of course it's an option for the service. These are decisions the service can make at will.
Flynn would have to initiate a resignation request, and she's quoted as saying she wouldn't want to quit on an other than honorable basis, but says that option does exist. At Fort McClellan, Alabama, an Army court-martial has acquitted Drill Sergeant Matthew Griffin of having illicit sex with a female trainee. Griffin's lawyer, Captain Daniel Loretano.
We truly have a military justice system in place. It's fair. And I truly believe in it and never doubted the innocence of my client.
The sergeant's wife, Charmaine Griffin, stood by him.
We got, you know, four kids. I got a daughter that's 18, a five-year-old, three-year-old, and a one-year-old. Why would they want to mess up a happy home like ours, you know? But I know people lie.
The Army prosecutor was described as visibly shaken by the verdict. One of the highest-ranking military officers ever court-martialed on sexual harassment charges has been convicted on a lesser charge of having an unprofessional relationship. Colonel David Rauhacker faces up to 6 years in prison plus fines after a sentencing hearing this morning at Hurlbut Field, Florida. An overnight explosion at the government's Hanford nuclear reservation in Washington state ruptured a water line and flooded part of a building where plutonium was once extracted from nuclear waste. Spokeswoman Dawn White says eight workers were checked for exposure.
There was no detection of radioactivity on any of the detectors or the filters. We also have radiological monitoring teams outside of the facility who have been taking air samples for the last several hours. And there has also been no detection of radioactivity.
The cause of that explosion is not known. Three Mile Island, scene of the nation's worst commercial nuclear accident in 1979, is up for sale. The plant near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is owned by General Public Utilities, and the undamaged portion has been producing power at competitive rates. Shuttle Atlantis was launched just after 4 a.m. Eastern Time for a rendezvous with Russia's Mir space station. There, astronaut Jerry Lininger will be relieved by British-born astrophysicist Michael Fole. He's not overly concerned with Mir's myriad safety problems.
I will never feel particularly vulnerable because it's very hard to imagine any emergency on board the Mir that won't really prevent you from getting to the Soyuz.
The Soyuz is an escape craft, a kind of orbiting lifeboat. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood tells us Atlanta is serving not only as a taxi, but also a moving van.
It's a fairly ambitious mission. Several thousand pounds of equipment going up, and I should say several thousand pounds of equipment will come down aboard Atlantis, experiment samples and hardware that's no longer needed.
The Mir link-up is due tomorrow night. The nation's airlines have made a new promise to equip cargo holds with smoke detectors and fire suppression gear, devices that might have prevented 110 deaths in the value jet crash. But at a House hearing this morning, Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio said the airlines are able to install this equipment almost immediately, not the 5 years they claim.
The industry is pathetic for dragging its feet, and the American public isn't going to put up with this anymore. Any more needless deaths, and we're going to be crucifying some of you people.
A federal grand jury is examining possible criminal behavior by top tobacco executives, including fraud and perjury. We asked correspondent Jim Stewart if that's a factor in continuing negotiations between state attorneys general and the industry.
Absolutely. There is a fear, an individual fear, not only among tobacco executives, but among tobacco company lawyers who have been assisting the companies in the preparation of their defense over whether there could be fraud charges brought. That has been a principal motivator in these talks.
Chesterfield and other cigarette brands of the Liggett Group will now carry a warning label saying that smoking is addictive, thanks to a landmark out-of-court settlement. According to the Wall Street Journal, the new packages should be in stores next week. An anti-obesity drug has cleared a regulatory hurdle and could be on the market in a matter of months. Cheryl Atkinson has more in Washington.
For the one in three American adults who are overweight, there's a new weapon to fight the fat. Joyce Ritchie was a test patient for the new drug, Zinical. It helped her drop 54 pounds.
Keeping it off for over a year, is that a record for you?
Oh, yes. Normally, I can put it back on within a month or a month and a half. So this has been fantastic.
Unlike other new fat drugs that control appetite cravings in the brain, Zinical works in the intestines. It prevents absorption of 30% of the fat you eat. Side effects, which can include diarrhea, are less severe than some other medications. But even the manufacturer, Hoffman LaRoche, says Zinical is no magic pill. You still have to diet and exercise. Cheryl Atkison, CBS News, Washington.
Consumer prices edged up a modest 0.1% in April, putting the annual rate of inflation at 1.5%. Energy and food cost went down, offsetting the largest jump in clothing cost in 4 years. There's relief at the White House now that a federal grand jury in Washington has been dismissed after hearing months of Whitewater testimony from First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton and dozens of other witnesses. Reports say it's not clear whether the panel reached any conclusions or returned indictments. A second Whitewater grand jury has been extended in Little Rock. Jurors in the Timothy McVeigh trial are looking forward to a three-day weekend. But first, as Barry Bagnato reports, they'll hear more about the Oklahoma City truck bomb.
Prosecutors are winding down their case, but there is still necessary work to be done.
They have to prove that a bomb blew up that building.
CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
They have to prove that it's a bomb similar to the bomb that they've been saying McVeigh and Terry Nichols created. There are some chapters of this story the prosecution still has to tell.
The trial day begins with more evidence presentation grunt work. One by one, federal agents have been marching to the stand to identify Twisted Rider truck parts to say for the record that those parts were found at the bombing site. Prosecutors have been debating how soon to wrap up their case. While it's widely expected they'll rest within the next few days, they want to keep the defense on the defensive. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Denver.
Prosecutors in the Unabomber case reportedly are advising Attorney General Reno to seek the death penalty against defendant Theodore Kaczynski. She declined comment this morning. O.J. Simpson will be asked some tough questions today in a Santa Monica courtroom about his finances, including whatever became of his Heisman Trophy. In New York City last night, Danish actress Annette Sorensen was reunited after 5 days with her 14-month-old daughter, Liv. A Danish diplomat was there.
Now she's happy.
She's very happy.
Sorensen and the girl's father were arrested for child endangerment for leaving Liv outside a restaurant while they ate. Something done in Denmark, but not in New York. Two teachers have been suspended without pay in Archdale, North Carolina, for forcing a 6-year-old boy to stand still so a kindergarten student could slap him. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead 14.42. And that's the World News Roundup for this Thursday, May 15th, 1997. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.